And I'm going to show you another good way, great way to build cross-platform apps. So it was really amazing to see it in Xamarin. So the first thing you will maybe notice is I am French. So I will have a French accent. So I guess we're sharing this kind of cool stuff to have Latin accent, so you won't mind. And we're going to see together how to build apps using the web technologies. Well, first of all, hosted web apps, how does it work? So the idea is to take your classic devices, and it will look like the native apps. So the way it will do that, it will take a container app, so a native stuff, and it will use kind of the browser technology behind the hood. So for that, we're just going to take your website, so your classical website, not something specific, and we're going to embed that into a container to run that on your device. It could be a Windows device, but you'll see it could be any kind of device. So why are you using hosted web apps? So who is currently a web developer in the room? We are three, four. We are cool guys, but we are few. And maybe other people will see what you can do with web technology is really impressive today. So the idea is to, because maybe you want to keep your existing editor, so it could be Visual Studio, but it could be Sublime, Emacs, whatever. A web developer loves to keep their own tooling and then want to use a specific tooling. You can then use any kind of repo, so most of the people are using GitHub today, but could be Visual Studio Online or whatever. And then you want to deploy on your own service, could be Microsoft Azure, but could be Amazon, Heroku, or whatever, again. And finally, whatever the process you will choose, you can reach Windows user pushing on the Windows Store. And the cool thing also is you can still have access to the API of the Windows platform from JavaScript, and the code can live on your website, and still it will be able to leverage the APIs of the Windows platforms, and we're going to see that how we manage to do that. Finally, you will push on the Windows Store, so the idea is to have ratings, analytics to be paid, of course, if you like to, using in-app purchase, or to just provide an enhanced experience using the APIs of the Windows platforms. So first of all, we're going to try to have a different myth-busting. So I know there is some C++ and C# developer, and you know the war between all these kind of different developers. I don't really care. I've done some C++, C#, JavaScript. I'm just having fun with the languages. But I know there is some fun communities around that. But let's have a look to if let's see if web app sucks. First of all, you would be surprised that there are a lot of cool applications in the Windows Store being built on top of the web app technologies. So you can find American Express, Chatham, different kind of application currently. They have decided to use this specific technology for various reasons, because they want to reuse their habits and their available code and just put that on the Windows Store. Let's have a look to, for instance, Chatham. Chatham got part of the interface and app logic being defined in HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Well, it's just some web technologies. But also, what they decided to do is to create a C++ component that's going to be called when the website is being run inside a Windows Store device. Because, for instance, you know that for the audio stuff or media stuff in general, they want to have DRM stuff or specific audio decoding, that sometimes HTML is not at the same bar as a native one. So the idea is just to mix this kind of words inside a unique application. So they can take their code base from the website and just embed that in the app container and enhance the technology using C++. And you can see that the reviews are still good. People are not saying, well, it's a web app, it sucks. Well, it depends on the developers. You can create some crappy application with web app, but I'm sure you can create some crappy application using C++ or C#. So let's review an application and how to create that. So it should be a number 4. So let's first see it in the browser. So I'm doing this framework with a friend of mine. So it's Babylon.js, if you don't know it, it's a WebGL framework using web audio, using and different stuff. And you can see it's running in the browser. And we're going to see how to transform this application inside a Windows web app. So I just need to take this specific address. And I'm going to create a new project. File, new, project. You need to go on the Windows application and create a new JavaScript application. So it should be over there, Windows, Universal. And then you want to create a hosted web app, Universal application. OK. You need to specify which SDK you'd like to target. Same for any kind of Windows application. Then the only thing you need to do is to change the start page. So the start page will be now this one. And also to provide access to the to let this website accessing all the WinRT components if you want to. And I can now press F5. And you see that as most of the websites, you need to have a beautiful website. I mean, you need to have responsive stuff on your website. And once it's responsive, you can build a responsive web app. It's no issues. What is currently doing also, the website that we're building is to use offline and then IndexedDB. So it's currently downloading the apps also locally. And once it will be finished, you will have the same kind of experience. It loads. And of course, as this is some web technologies is being responsible by default, and I can then switch to the world, and I can move using my finger inside the specific 3D scene, or I can use a mouse, I can use a gamepad. I'm just using the web platforms to do that. I'm not using any magical stuff. Just to tell you that for a specific user, it won't be able to tell you this is some HTML5, whatever, I don't care, just a web app. So I took my website and transformed that in 1 minute into a web application. So as I've been building this website, I don't think it sucks. I hope you will find it cool. And I've also composed your music, so you can find that on our BabylonJS.com website if you want to have a look. So another classical myth is that web apps are an affront to web standards. So people say that when you try to build an app in a store, you're using some really crappy way of coding, and it's not respecting the web standard. But now, today, more and more people try to create web standard to create some almost native-like application. So let me show you how to do that. First of all, Microsoft and another bunch of companies are currently working on creating a specific manifest you will put on your website that will describe what your website needs to be converted to an app. So you need, for instance, different set of icons. Maybe you need to set the kind of orientation you like to use. And then we will be able to take this specific manifest, and it will help us to automatically convert that to an application. We will grab the source code from your website, and we will be able to create for you some specific icons to make it a real application. So this manifest is currently being defined by the W3C, so it's completely web standard. Then if you want to go further than that, just to provide more feature inside your web app, what you can do is classical feature detection. So the way to work properly now using web development is to test for things. You should not try to sniff the browser, because it has been done in the past, and the web developers know that today is not a good practice. Today, you need to feature detect. So this is, in the blue part, this is a way to feature detect that we are currently running on Windows. We are testing for the global object Windows, dot Windows. If it's not undefined, so if it's defined, I know that we'll be able to execute this code. So the idea there is to have access to the camera, take a picture, and put that in my web application. In the green part, so it will be able to, I will be able to run this code on Windows devices. And on the green part, I will be able to run this code on Android, iOS, or any kind of devices currently supporting the Cordova plugins. So I'm doing more or less the same thing, testing for the namespace. And if the namespace is available, I will then immediately try to run this code. So let's have a look to a website doing that. The website is currently over there. So this is an AngularJS application, so it's responsive. So it's already, it's easy to convert that to any kind of classical apps. So the idea is to take that and to make it a new application. So I've shown you how to create a hosted web app, but what if I want to create an application for any kind of devices? So there is another cool open source project named Manifold.js. I don't know if you know it. So it's a friend of mine that currently maintains it. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to open a command window over there. I'm going to copy-paste this address. And I'm going to type Manifold.js. So you need to install it using npm. Copy-paste the address. And what you're going to do is going to have access to the manifest file I have just shown you just before. So you will know that you want, for instance, you have this specific set of icons. You will be able to ask him to build the Android version, iOS, or just a specific platform. For instance, you're just interested in, let's say, Android. You can just build the Android version. But using web technologies, you can address any kind of platform without any problems. And then you see that he has built that. You can see the different types of platforms. So Android, Cordova is for a lot of different applications, Firefox, web, and Windows 10. So let's have a look to the Windows 10 version. I'm going to execute that. So you already have a pre-built Visual Studio project to help you. If now I'm pressing F5, just remember when I've done the hosted web app, I had the default icon, so it was really not really nice for my user. Now I've got a beautiful icon, because on the website, I have defined what should be the look likes of the icon for the start screen, so nothing fancy about that. And now what I can do also, I got access to that compared to the website. I don't know if you remember. I didn't have that many options. So what I've been doing in the code of the website, I'm feature detecting that I am on Windows, and I'm adding more options. One of these options is to use the camera, so I will be prompt to use it, so I can do any kind of stuff. So it's hello. So the idea is to provide a check and put that directly inside your application. So my website has been transformed into an application, and I can now control directly the API of the platforms. So of course, if you want to do the same thing using the phone, let's use Project My Screen, should be over there. I've got the same experience over there, and I can also take some picture. As this is a universal application, which is the very same code base and very same API I'm going to call. Same for Android, so I need to launch the Android emulator to show you, but it's just the classical stuff. I can have access to any kind of platforms using that, this kind of technologies. So you see it's very quick to create an application that will be available on all platforms using web. So web apps suck at offline. A lot of people say that offline is complex stuff to manage. Well, today, it's not really true. We have so many technologies to help us, and also the Windows platform is going to help us. So first of all, you can use web standard technologies like application cache, IndexedDB, local storage. So like I've been doing in the sponsored demos, I'm just using web standard stuff to manage the offline. Once everything has been downloaded on the local machine, I don't need any more the connectivity to the website, because every asset are currently on my machine, so I don't need to have specific stuff on the server side. There are some upcoming standards that currently working on inside Microsoft Edge, because Edge is the engine behind the web apps. So we're currently implementing service workers that are a very cool technology to support caching and web notification. It's currently being supported in the latest build of Edge. You can also build some hybrid content, meaning you can have something directly in your package and some of the stuff online. And finally, we're providing a default offline page that you can use in a very easy way. And we're going to see that using the Hotbit demos. So I'm going to do something risky. I'm going to remove the internet access to give you the way to do it. So you've seen this application during the keynote. So let's reuse it. So I should have some music. It's working. Now, let's say that I'm losing connectivity. So to lose connectivity, there's no different way, so I will break the network that we didn't want to break at the beginning, but now I don't have any internet access over there. So if I'm clicking on Add More, you'll see that I've built this 8-bit version of the application. I can do some stupid stuff just to tell you you've got not the best experience because you don't have Elf online anymore. So the idea is you can build a default web page for offline just to tell to your user, please wait while you're going to have access back to internet. So you're providing a kind of fun experience. But you could also provide part of the complete experience using the web technologies I've talked about before. Normally, if I'm putting back the cable inside that, if I'm lucky, it's back. I can then have access to the complete application. You can fully detect if you're currently online or offline and provide the best experience based on that. So debugging. So we're going to play together. Debugging. First, I will play alone. Debugging could be a nightmare. Well, we're lucky enough to have the F12 tools being available inside the web app. So once you embedded your web content inside of Visual Studio project, if you run the application, you just have to press F12. Well, web developers all know F12. We've got great F12s in Chrome, Firefox, and Edge. And you will be able to have the same experience you usually have inside the browser, but inside your web apps. So you won't change your habits. But what if you need to debug a multiple of devices, and sometimes you don't have a remote F12 being available? So with some friend of mine, I've been working on this project also, which is an open source project that enables you to remote debug anything running JavaScript. So we are using Node.js, Socket.io to remote control anything on the other side, and we will see that together. And it will provide you access to an interactive console, DOM Explorer, having access to the object available on your devices, and provide you a first level of debugging. We don't have JavaScript debugging directly. We are working on that currently. But still, it provides you a lot of different help. We even have some specific plugins to help you debugging Angular applications, so it's NG Inspector plugin. So it's really community-driven, and we are writing this framework, part of the Microsoft employees and part of people from the open source communities. So let's have a look to Volon. And I'm going to remote debug you. And I promise it won't hurt. So first of all, I should still have this application running. How to debug that if I'm a remote guy? So I'm going to use Volon. So Volon can be deployed directly from our GitHub to Azure. This is what I've done. Or you can deploy on any kind of technologies supporting Node.js. And you can see that I currently have two clients being connected. So if I'm doing that stuff here, you can see that if I want to identify which client I like to debug, I need to press the Identify a Client button. And I should have a number. So I'm going to reset it. Yes, I've got 0, you see. So once I know, so I'm going to reload the other application, just to show you, which has been removed. So I should see another client. So now if I'm pressing identify, I see 0 and 1. So now I know that, for instance, I've got a problem on the 0 device. So I'm going to select this one. And I can, for instance, search using a specific selector for table and to search for it. And you see, if I've got this one, so I can over specific stuff, and I can debug the HTML, I can change it. I can also have access to Modernizer for testing if a specific feature is being available. And I can also have access to the different JavaScript objects being available. Okay? So just have an ID now. You've got a remote phone you'd like to debug. So we're going to do that together. So let me first refresh the dashboard, close the different clients. And you will have to go on this specific URL, which is HTTP. So use your phone and navigate to http://buildbank, as far as I remember. Let me test that. Yeah, that's it. So please navigate, so we can see an iOS device being connecting. Only one guy want to play with me? No? Different devices. So you're connecting. It's great. So now I've got a bunch of devices connecting. I won't count the number of Windows Phone compared to iOS, but that's fine. What I'm going to do now is going to identify one of you. And I don't know anybody in the room, so we're not going to cheat. I'm not supposed to cheat on this one. So I will click on Identify a Client, and you should see a number. Yes? You can see. So who is number 5, for instance? Over there. OK, so I'm going to play with you, if you don't mind. I've got nothing to give to you, so it's completely free. So what I can do now, I can remote access to this page. Normally, you should be able to see that I'm currently navigating inside the thing. Does it work? Yes, it's yellow. When I'm clicking, is it yellow? Yes. And I can even then either change the amount of money on his account, which is completely fake. You know, it's remote stuff. This is JavaScript. But also, I can send him some specific message. So let's say, hello. How are you? So you can be kind, you see, also. And you will tell me if I managed to execute some code over there. Yes. So I can remote control him. I don't know him, but I can remote control you. Is it OK? Don't have any problem. And I can do that on any kind of device. The idea is to be able to, for instance, debug an iOS device without having any Mac machine. So just using web standards. And you can download the project for free on our GitHub. So let's conclude by a final step, and I will be on time. What can you do if you want to go further than that? So we've seen debugging, we've seen how to embed stuff, you've seen a different cool thing, but if you want to use native, purely native stuff to end the application. First, on the web standard level, as I told you, currently working on new stuff to have something really native-like. So the Fetch APIs is the first step for us to implement the service worker specification inside Microsoft Edge and then inside the web app. So it's really cool. If you don't know it, you should have a look too. Web notification is very easy to understand. Today, if you're going, for instance, on Facebook using Chrome, and you can have some notification being pop-up, meaning that even if you're not online, the Facebook application can tell you with some notification that something new occurred. So we now have that inside Microsoft Edge, and it's very easy to implement in the JavaScript application. So you see that the specification is going really further and further to have the same level of features as the native stuff. But what if you want to go even further than that? But what you can do is to create other C#, C++ components that's going to be directly called from JavaScript. So the way to do that is going to create a component inside your hosted web app, and you need to declare it as being visible to the web technologies. Then you will be able to do whatever using native stuff. It could be WinRT, but it could be something else, and we're going to see also something else. And you will be able to do some background tasks, background audio, a lot of things that are currently difficult to do using web technologies. So first, have a look to how to have access to NFC. So. I've got this website, and I'm going to quickly show you the code. So I've got this website being available. And you will see at the end, using the F12 tool, that I've got some specific code over there. And you can see that I'm doing exactly what I've told you before. I'm currently using the ifWindows.Windows, and I'm going to have access to the WinRT APIs, to have access to NFC. So let's have a look to that. I've already transformed this application using Hosted Web App, and I'm going to execute that on my phone. So let's go back to the phone, and let's try to find back where is my NFC card. Should be over there. Yes. So this is a classical NFC card. Let's imagine you want to build an application that will be handled, going to handle, for instance, conferences. You know that when you're going on conferences, you need to show badge and register or be scanned when you're currently entering a specific room. So you could take the website for that, transform that into an application. And for instance, you can see if you want to scan the badge, I've got NFC, and I can detect it. It's going to be green when it's detected to scan the badge. See, this is a web application, but what I've been doing is extend it using WinRT component to have access to NFC, which is currently not the case using web standard specification. So this is the first way to earn the application. So it could be very cool. The last demo, I need to use my Microsoft Band this time. So let me configure it because I didn't have the time to configure it. So I'm going to pair it with this device. So settings, Bluetooth, Dev, I am Davros. It should be already paired, okay. I'm checking it's connected. I'm going to remove it, just to be sure. Don't try to connect your own band, please. It's here, I'm going to pair. Please, yes. So now let's open another project. So this time, I'm not using WinRT, I'm using the Band SDK. So the Band SDK for that, what I've been doing, I just created a new C# component with the helper that's going to have access to the accelerometer of my band, as you can see. And I'm going to read the data and put that in a specific variable I'm going to send back to JavaScript. So I need to have access to the Microsoft Band SDK. I'm going to build this component, and then you see that I've got the universal hosted web app that has the exact same procedure I've been following, just copy-pasting the URL at the beginning. But I'm also adding the Band Helper component. So this is really a kind of mixed app. If you want to see the source code of the specific JavaScript file, I need to go in WebSponda. And there is a file name over there. So I'm going to open it with Visual Studio Code. And you can see inside this specific code what I'm testing for this specific C# component I've just created. So I'm again doing feature detection, not to break the website on other device, and then I'm going to have access to the different data sent back from the C# component accessing to my band. So let's try to run that. And please pray for me. This is the last demo. It's like a Jedi trick, you see. So I'm going to move to the web, and you see now if I'm moving my arm like that, I can move on the left. So you need to be calm, and I can move, and it breaks. Okay. But you've seen I've been able to move the camera. So you see that you can leverage a lot of different stuff using the web technologies, and I hope you will have some ideas on how to convert an existing website and to improve it to make it a nice web application. So if you like to have more information, you can navigate to this address and find more information to go further. I will publish the source code on my blog with a sponsor, with a band, because if you're interested in that, if you got a band, you will be able to test that. But just imagine any kind of device using Bluetooth, if you've got an SDK, either in C++ or C#, you could do exactly the same kind of experience I've been building. Thank you, and I think this is time for lunch, so thanks for listening.